So, after Krishna told that to Arjun, then Arjun is now telling Krishna. Arjuna uvacha, param brahma param dhamo, pavitram paramang bhavan, purusham shashvatam divyam, adi devam ajam vibhu, ahustam rishayo sarve, devarshi naradastatha, asito devala vyasa, swayam chaiva bravishime. Arjun said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narad, Asit, Devala and Vyasa confirm this truth about you, and you yourself are declaring it to me. So, here it is becoming clear that gradually Krishna is making Arjun recognize his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, Arjun was a pure devotee, therefore there was no question of Arjun not knowing Krishna. But Prabhupada is pointing out that in order for us to understand, Krishna is using Arjun as a medium. Through Arjun, Krishna is teaching us. And therefore, by Krishna's Yogamaya, Arjun is somewhat bewildered. Arjun is somewhat in ignorance. And gradually Arjun's ignorance, so-called ignorance, is being removed. And Arjun is recognizing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now in the 10th chapter that recognition has become absolutely clear. Do you remember at the beginning and the fourth chapter? At the beginning of fourth chapter, Arjuna asked Krishna, when Krishna told him that he gave this knowledge to Vivashvan, Arjuna asked, how is it possible? Vivashvan was born so long ago and you had just born the other day. So apparently, Arjuna is doubting Krishna's statement. But it was actually due to the arrangement of Yogamaya, so that through Arjun we can recognize Krishna. So now Arjun's ignorance is completely dispelled, and Arjun has recognized Krishna. Therefore, now he is telling that yes. Now, I have recognized you as Param Brahma, you are the Supreme Brahma. Param Dhamma, you are the Supreme Shelter. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitrang Paramang Bhavan. And you are the most pure of all pure. You are the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person. Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajang, Vibhum. So that means he is actually now he recognizes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is saying that has been ahuste rishaya sarve, ahustang rishaya sarve, devarshi naradastatha. All the great sages, also have said that. Like Devarshi Narad, Asita, Devalo, Vyasa. They are all great sages. Asita, Devala, Vyasdev. And now you are also saying the same thing. Swayam Chaiva Bravishi Te. Swayam Chaiva Bravishi Me. Now you are also telling the same thing to me. And Prabhupada is pointing out that this is an absolute truth. No contradiction. Whoever knows, they all will agree. Like, truth is one. Lie is many. Truth is one. Therefore, the article for truth is the truth. But what is the article for a non-truth? Lie. Do you say the lie? No. You say a lie. Because lies can be many. Therefore it is a lie. But the truth, there is only one truth. Sun rises in the east. Will it ever contradict? Sun will always rise in the east. But those who do not know, they may say, sun rises on the west, sun rises in the north, sun rises in the south, sun rises in the southwest, northwest, north-northwest, and so forth. But those who know, sun rises in the east. The truth. So, the truth is verified by all those who know the truth. Those who are the knowers of the truth, they will always verify the truth. Krishna Shri's, the other day I told you to sometimes show the audience also. Are you doing that? Huh? Why didn't you buy one? Today you're running the fourth day. Harinarayan is here, you have to just tell him. Or, Dinabandhu. Sarvameta dhritang manne janmang vadasi keshava nahi te bhagavan bhaktin vidur devana danava. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. Sayamevatmanatmanang vittha vittatvang purushottama bhuto bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. So these are the prayers of Arjuna to Krishna. When he recognized Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna is now offering his prayers. Bhaktum arhashayo sheshena divya hiyatma vibhutvaya jabir vibhuti bhir lokan mangstang vyapta tishthasi. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Kathang vidya mahang yogin stang sada parichintayan keshu keshu chabhaveshu chintosi bhagavan maya. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you, and how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered? O Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Janardhan, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never situated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. So in this way, Arjuna offered his prayers to Krishna. Now Krishna is telling Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Hanta te kathayishyami divyahyatma vibhutayah pradhannata kurushrestha nastanto vistarasyami. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestation, but only of those which are prominent, O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless. Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarva Bhuta Shayasthitaha Aham Adishcha Madhancha Bhutanam Anta Evacha. I am the Super Soul, O Arjuna, seated in the heart of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. Adityanam Aham Vishnur Jyotishang Raviranshuman Marichir Marutanam Ashmi Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu's. Of light, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon. Vedanam Samo Vedosmi Devanam Ashmi Basavaha Indriyanam Manaschashmi Bhutanam Asmi Chetana. Of the Vedas, I am the Sam Veda. Of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the seasons, I am the mind. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, consciousness. Rudranam Shankaras Chashmi Bhiptesha Jaksharakshasham Boshunang Pavakas Chashmi Meru Shikharinamaham. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Jakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire, Agni. And of mountains, I am Meru. Puradhasang cha mukhang mang Biddhi partha brihaspatim Shenani nam aham skanda Sarasam asmi shagaraha. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Maharshinam Bhriguraham Giram Asmekam Aksharam Jakshanam Jagyanam Japajaggosmi Sthavaranam Himalaya. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibration, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy name, Japa. And of immovable, of the chanting, I am the holy name, Japa. And of the immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Ashvatthaṃ sarva-brikṣānāṃ devarṣīnāṃ ca nāradaha Gandharvanam Chitra Ratha Siddhanam Kopilo Muni. Of all trees, I am the banyan tree, and of the sages among the demigods, I am Narada. Of the Gandharvas, I am Chitra Ratha, and among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila. Uchchai shabasam ashyanam vidhimam amritod bhavam oiravatam gajendranam narananca naradhipam. Of horses, know me to be Uchchai shrava, produced during the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants, I am Airavat, and among men, I am the monarch. So in this way, Krishna is describing that how he is the best of everything. So, I'll just read the English translation. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the Surabhi. Of causes for procreation, I am Kandarpa, the god of love. And of serpents, I am Vasuki. Of the many-hooded Nagas, I am Ananta. And among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Arjama. And among the dispensers of law, I am Jama, the lord of death. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of the wielders of weapons, I am Ram. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end and also the middle. O Arjun, of all sciences, I am the scriptural science of the self, and among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Of letters, I am the letter A, and among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators, I am Brahma. I am all-devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. Of the hymns in the Samaveda, I am the Brihat Sam. And of poetry, I am Gayatri. Of months, I am Margashisha, November, December. And of season, I am the flower-bearing spring. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjun. Of the sages, I am Vyas, and among great thinkers, I am Ushana. Among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am the wisdom. Furthermore, O Arjun, I am the generating seed of all existence. There is no being, moving or non-moving, that can exist without me. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestation. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Know that all opulence, beauty, beautiful and glorious creation spring from but a spark of my splendor. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. These two verses are very important. Please memorize them. 41 and 42. So I'll repeat the Sanskrit also here. Jajjad vibhutimat sattvam srimad urjitam evaba tattad devava gacchattvam mamo tejangsha sambhavam. Know that all opulence, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. And then 42. Athoba bohunaitena king gyatena tabarjuna vishtabhamaham idam kritsnam ekangshena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So in this way, in the 10th chapter, we see how beautifully Krishna is revealing his identity. Then Arjuna recognized Krishna's identity as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Arjuna offered prayers to Krishna, and then Krishna revealed his super excellent features in everything around us. So in this way, seeing Krishna means not only just seeing Krishna's two-armed Shamsundar form, Krishna, seeing Krishna in the altar in the temple, but we can also see Krishna in everything. And that is the ultimate way of seeing Krishna. Everywhere we can see Krishna. Wherever there is grandeur, wherever there is some extraordinary beauty, power, and opulence, we must recognize that this is the manifestation of Krishna. So, now I'll invite questions. Yes, Dina Krishna.
Hi, Krishna Guru Maharaj. A few questions. The first one is, Krishna says that I'm the Samaveda. Why is the Samaveda chosen?
Why the Sam? Sama is the first Veda, which is musical, and of the Vedas. So you have to understand that of the Vedas, the Sama Veda is the most prominent. He's not saying that I am the Sama of the Veda. I am Brihat Sama. Brihat Sama is a part of the Sham Veda.
Arjuna always knew Krishna
as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at that time, Arjuna has been momentarily bewildered by Yogamaya. You see, this bewilderment is caused by Yogamaya because a devotee is not under the control of Mahamaya. So Arjuna's bewilderment, generally Maya causes bewilderment. But this bewilderment of Arjuna is not caused by Mahamaya, but by Yogamaya.
And the last question is, amongst demons, I am Prahlad. Some people can say, well, Prahlad Maharaj is Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj is Krishna?
I mean, when you read that, you say, where it says, amongst demons, I'm Prahlad, amongst the Pandavas, I'm Arjuna. So how do we explain?
Yeah. Here, when Krishna is saying that jajat vibhuti mat sattam, wherever the opulence is, the greatness, grandeur, that is him. Like of the whatever, who is the best among all the demons?
No.
Therefore, that my manifestation among the demons is in the form of Prahlad. My manifestation among the trees as the Ashwatha, the banyan tree. Like that.
Thank you.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, Krishna Kripa.
Is Bhagavad Gita established very clearly without any doubt that Krishna is the Supreme? What are my Avadis write commentaries about Bhagavad Gita? What they're trying to establish, or why they use Bhagavad Gita to expand their philosophy? Is Krishna established that he's God?
You see, in the age of Kali, a big bewilderment has been caused by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya presented, through Bhagavad Gita, he actually presented his impersonalism. He used Bhagavad Gita. And that is what is causing the confusion. These people are so badly influenced by Shankaracharya's Mayabad that they develop this very gross misconception. But one stroke of Bhagavad Gita as it is can drive away all this Mayabad. Prabhupada's one Bhagavad Gita is doing that. And that's why Prabhupada actually glorified in that way that Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutari. So Prabhupada has driven out Nirvisheshvad and Shunnavad from the Western world, and now he'll drive them out from India also. Right?
Another comment. Among the scholars, they criticize that why Prabhupada called as it is.
Because Prabhupada knew that they are envious, therefore Prabhupada just wanted to point out that this is it. And the proof is, look at the tree is known by the fruit it bears. Bhagavad Gita, what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada is not saying that my Bhagavad Gita is as it is. Prabhupada is saying that this presentation is as it is because the way Arjuna spoke, the way Krishna spoke and the way Arjuna understood. Not the way Krishna spoke and the way you understood, you rascal. That's what Prabhupada's point is. That your Bhagavad Gita is your concoction. So that's why Prabhupada had to present it as it is. As it is, meaning as it is. And Prabhupada is explaining, as it is means the way, not only the way Krishna spoke, but the way Arjuna understood. And the result is, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world are becoming devotees of Krishna. Any other question?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Oh, you had the question? Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Give it to her first.
Yeah.
earlier on, we learned poem verses from you, all of us together, and it sounded so wonderful. So I was just wondering, perhaps if it is possible, I know we have very limited time, if you could recite with you the verses that you are going through.
Well, if we have time, we will see.
Between Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah. Mahamaya is Krishna's external potency. And Yogamaya is Krishna's internal potency. In the spiritual sky, Krishna's potency is manifest in the form of Yogamaya. And in this material nature, Krishna's external energy is manifest as Mahamaya. Krishna's energy in spiritual world and material world has two different aspects. In the spiritual world is Yogamaya, in the material world is Mahamaya. Alright?
Mahamaya is what the general people are worshipping?
Yes, Mahamaya is people are worshipping that as Durga, Kali, etc.
I have a question to ask. Why Krishna is
I don't know. He feels comfortable. Chandrasekhar?
Scholars ask Krishna Maharaj, your spiritual master, is Bhagavad Gita is called Bhagavad Gita as it is, and what about all the other Bhagavad Gitas? He said, they are Bhagavad Gita as it is not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very good.
It gives us more of the explanation of every slogan and every passage of it. But I don't think all the other Bhagavad Gita's are explained to that extent.
There are Bhagavad Gita's with purports. There are. But there, even you can get Shankaracharya's purports. Like, the main point is the way Arjuna understood. Krishna spoke and the way Arjuna understood. So that's all questions today. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.